We also have in the studio with us this morning Jerry Daniels of the Jerry Daniels Band and his entourage come in to be with us. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in and being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. We appreciate the opportunity for that you take to come in and be with us and share your music and tell us about your background and where you come from. And, of course, I do know that you folks hail from Kansas. Is
yeah,
that right?
We're Kansas boys.
Well, we won't hold that against you. We hope that you're liking Alabama.
We do. This is my first time here, and it's great so far.
Well, great. How's your musical career going? And I know you're on a big radio tour right now across the nation, and it's keeping you busy.
Yeah, this is our first week on the radio tour. We're releasing our first ever single out to country radio right now. So we're really excited about that, and so our music career is going great right now. Hopefully we can keep it on this path.
Well, that is great. How did you guys get started as the Jerry Daniels Band? Tell us a little bit about that.
This is back in 2007. Ended up winning the local Colgate Country Showdown, and I think they've kind of changed the name of that now.
I think it might be Texaco.
Texaco, that's what it is. Yep.
Yeah.
And so we won the local one, went on to the state one. And so that's kind of how everything picked up. We started doing radio interviews there. We put a band together when we were in college still at the time, and that's how we kicked it off.
Well, so that means that for folks that wanting a start in country music, those talent contests really helped jumpstart you.
It was, you know, a thing. You know, a lot of people, well, it's never going to work. It helped kickstart our career.
Yeah, back several years ago when it was still the Colgate Country Showdown, we participated in that for a few years also. So it's
yeah,
a lot
it's
of fun.
A, thing. Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of work for a local small market
oh,
station.
Yeah.
But still, there's a lot of fun. We met people from many states that would come here for
uh-huh.
that. And it was a lot of fun. And we had heard a lot of great talent.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you found that to be true in the competition.
Oh, yeah. There's great people all around. And, you know, you find people that they're not really doing it as a profession. They're wanting to, but they might be a stay-at-home mom who has a great, great voice. And it was amazing to meet some of those people.
Absolutely. Tell us about your album.
Our album, we recorded this almost about a year and a half ago. And so now we put it out. It has four songs on it. And we kind of like to say that it takes you on a little emotional ride. Fun songs, love, heartbreak song, and, you know, just growing up small town songs.
All right. Now, as we listen to your music, you're going to perform some for us this morning.
Yeah.
As we listen to it, what type of influences will we be hearing?
Oh, gosh. A range from everything. You know, one of our biggest influences is kind of Garth Brooks, you know, from day one. But then you hear some a little, maybe kind of like Eric Church in there. A little bit, and then some of the you guys probably won't know any of these bands, but some of the Texas country guys like Eli Young Band, some of those guys who came out of Texas.
Yeah, well, we play Eli Young music. We know Eli Young, so no doubt about it. And we're glad to be playing. It doesn't matter if they're from Texas or Kansas or where you guys are from. We love to play good country music.
Well, thank you,
and we're glad to have it. Let's hear some music from you this morning. You have something ready, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. We'll just go ahead and play our new single that we have out to country radio.
Great,
right
let's
now.
Do that.
One, two, three, four. It was the 4th of July. Fireworks fill the sky. I said, hey honey, let's go for a ride. And I took her by the hand. Alright. Down in old dirt road, I knew a place we can go. Two hearts ready to explode on a hot summer night. Ooh, foot on the dashboard. Ooh, yeah, she winks at me. Ooh, she's calling me baby. Places we never been. Praying every 4th of July. Fireworks fill the sky. She says, hey honey, let's go for a ride. And she takes me by the hand.
It's called Foot on the Dashboard with the Jerry Daniels Band. And how in the world can folks get this song that want it? Where is it available?
It is. It's available on iTunes. It's available on our website. You can get the full CD hard copy on our website. It's available on Amazon.com. Pretty much anywhere you can find music, it's available there.
Okay, let's tell them about your website.
Our website, www.jareddanielsband.com. That's J-A-R-E-D. There's a million different ways to spell Jared, but that's how you spell it. JaredDanielsBand.com. You can type that into Google. Even if you misspell it, it should direct you to our website also.
And they can follow you on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep, we got Facebook, we got Twitter, we got YouTube, we got all the social media things. It's just something you have to have these days.
Well, what do you guys think about the social media?
You know, when I went to school, I studied education. It's the kids nowadays live by it. When we were in high school, we didn't have social media. You know, it started coming when we were more in college. It's one of those things. It's a good and bad thing, I guess.
Has it's like everything else.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Has benefits as well as the downside
right,
to it. Yeah. So that's a way to even the TV is.
Yep.
You know, so have to take the good with the bad.
Right.
Of course, on your album that's coming out, you guys are on radio tour now, and you're just kicking that off. How many states are you going to cover in this radio tour?
In this week, altogether on our whole radio tour, I think we're going to cover, we're looking at about 108 stations we're going to try to cover throughout the United States.
Wow. That's going to keep you on the road.
Yeah.
How long will it take you to cover that?
We may be still going into the first of the year by the time, cause I think we're doing a week on, a week off, because we still have some, tour dates that with our full band that we're going to fulfill. To do that too. So we got to kind of break it up a little bit in between so we can meet up with our full band, wherever we're going.
Right. Any surprises along the way?
I know when we're in Iowa, we're going to stop and do a show, which is going to be fun. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. What's the most fun thing that you've run across so far just getting started on this radio tour?
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess it was kind of fun. We were going to a radio station, and it took us, our GPS took us down some old dirt road. And luckily, we were in a pickup truck, or we wouldn't have made it. But, we got where we're going. You know, we're country kids, so we could drive these back roads. But it was definitely interesting. But beautiful country down here in Alabama.
Sounds like you have some back roads in Kansas as well.
Oh, we got many, many back roads in Kansas.
All right. And it sounds like you guys have explored some of those.
Just a few.
Any of your music that will reflect that?
Oh, yeah. A lot of it. In a lot of our songs, you can hear that small town kind of feel in the back roads and the country feel a little bit.
I take by that then that it is original music that you write your own?
Yeah. We write a lot of our own songs. Every song that you're going to find on the album where you hear us sing or play, we've either written it ourselves or we've co-written it with somebody else.
Okay. You have another one off that album for us?
Yeah. We'll kind of, since you brought up a lot of our songs, we'll play one that's called My Hometown.
All right. The Jerry Daniels Band on WEIS.
Down and raise a family, wanna be
days of my hometown. I took on to Tennessee, out there chasing these crazy dreams, playing these songs and picking these strings, telling stories about me in my hometown, my old stomping ground, where we spent Saturdays cruising by. Oh, my hometown, where I wanna settle down and raise a family one of these days in my hometown. Small Kansas town, where everybody knows everybody's name. In my hometown, my old stomping ground, where we spend Saturdays cruising mine. Oh, my hometown, where I wanna settle down, raise a family one of these days in my hometown. Yeah, my hometown.
The Jared Daniels Band in My Hometown. Guys, it sounds like you could be singing about any small town in America.
That's what we try to do. That's what we try to do.
And it sounds like your hometown is much like our hometown.
Yeah, it's almost really the exact same size. When we were kind of looking up, you know, we try to look up wherever, you know, every town we're going to, and this really reminds me a lot of my hometown.
Oh, that's great. Well, a lot of good people here, just like in your hometown. And
yes, sir.
Everyone knows each other for the most part, and the small towns are basically the same in rural America all across.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of great folks out there. The backbone of our country.
Yes, definitely.
Even though we don't like what's going on in Washington from time to time, the fiber of America is still strong.
Definitely.
And that's what makes our country so great as it is. I've noticed on the information that Grassroots Promotion sent to us that you fellas have been on the road touring. You've had some 300 dates in the last 3 years. Is that right?
Yeah, we've been on the road, staying busy and just trying to get our name out there anywhere we can.
Well, that many dates in the last 3 years, do you guys have much time at home?
No, we don't. Like these guys, they moved out to Nashville within the last year, and they've probably got to spend maybe 2 months in Nashville, yeah. You know, since they moved out to Nashville. So
they haven't even gotten accustomed to the town yet, have you? Or the big city of Nashville.
Yeah,
it's quite spread out, quite a big city from our area, you know. But that's where the country music is happening.
Yep, it definitely is.
What do you guys like best about Nashville?
Oh, gosh. The best thing I like about that, I like the people a lot. It's really a big city, but it has a small town feel to it, because everybody has kind of moved there from different parts, and a lot of people move there without knowing anybody. So you just go out and meet people, and they're just wonderful people.
So many of the big country music stars today,
oh yeah,
got their start just like you're doing. You know, they and just like you said, they want a career in music. And Nashville's a place to go to get the country music started.
That's right. That's right.
And get exposed. How about playing in the clubs there in Nashville, Bluebird and other clubs?
We've played the Bluebird Cafe. You know, it's real fun. It's more of a songwriting setting, kind of like what we're doing right now.
Right.
And it's really fun. We've played another show called the Billy Block Show out in Nashville. We don't have a standing gig out there because we spend a lot of time on the road traveling. Sure. But you know, we've played a few places out there like that, and it's great. It's a great time.
And when you're playing at venues like the Bluebird and other locations, you never know what producer or who is in the audience.
That's very true. That is very true. You never know, and so you always gotta kind of put your best, you know, foot forward when you're in places like that.
Let's tell them again of how they can get your music.
You can get it on iTunes, Amazon.com, Spotify, any place that you can find it digitally, you can find it that way. You can get the CD hard copy. You can get that on JaredDanielsBand.com. So just look it up, and that's you can get, find us.
Well, guys, I appreciate you taking time to come in and be with us. I know you're a long way from home, but we hope that you find the Southern hospitality is not much different from the Midwest.
No, it's great. It's great here. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we appreciate you guys for coming in and being with us. We enjoyed your music, and the best of luck to you as you pursue your career in country music.
Thank you very much.